You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
A poll official on Sunday said an EVM was a standalone system with robust administrative safeguards to protect it from any kind of manipulation and that there was no need of an OTP to unlock it. Vandana Suryavanshi, returning officer of Mumbai North West Lok Sabha constituency, was reacting to a report in newspapers about a kin of Ravindra Vaikar, the Shiv Sena candidate who emerged victorious there by a wafer-thin margin of 48 votes, using a mobile phone connected to an EVM during vote counting on 4th June. The EVM is a standalone system and there is no need for an OTP to unlock it. It is not programmable and has no wireless communication capabilities. It is a lie being spread by a newspaper, Suryavanshi said in a press conference on Sunday. Suryavanshi said notices had been issued to Midday and Marathi Daily Lokmat for allegedly publishing false news, adding they have been asked to respond within 24 hours as to why criminal proceedings under Section 499 and 505 should not be initiated. As per Vanrai Police, Mangesh Pandilkar, brother-in-law of Vaikar, was booked under Indian Penal Code Section 188 on Wednesday for allegedly using a mobile phone at a counting centre in Gurgaon on 4 June when results of the general elections were announced. An Indian man suspected by the US of involvement in an unsuccessful plot to kill a Sikh separatist on American soil has been extradited to the United States from the Czech Republic, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons website and a source familiar with the matter. Nikhil Gupta has been accused by US federal prosecutors of plotting with an Indian government official to kill Gurpatwant Singh Pannun, a U.S. resident who advocated for a sovereign Sikh state in northern India. Gupta traveled to Prague from India last June and was arrested by Czech authorities. Last month, a Czech court rejected his petition to avoid being sent to the U.S., clearing the way for the Czech Justice Minister to extradite him. An inmate search by name on the Bureau of Prisons website showed on Sunday that Gupta, 52, is being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center, Brooklyn, a federal administrative detention facility. A source familiar with the matter, who did not want to be identified, separately confirmed Gupta's extradition and his detention in Brooklyn. The BJP in Kerala on Sunday hit out at the Congress party in the state over its social media post on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's meeting with Pope Francis during the G7 summit and alleged that its X handle was seemingly run by radical Islamists or urban Naxals. Earlier in the day, the Grand Old Party posted a picture of PM Modi with the Pope on its X handle along with a sarcastic comment that, finally, the Pope got a chance to meet God. Irked by the post, BJP State Chief K. Surendran accused the Grand Old Party state unit of posting derogatory and humiliating content against nationalistic leaders on its social media handle. He alleged that AICC General Secretary K.C. Venugopal was certainly aware of the posts and sought to know whether Party Chief Mallikarjun Khadge and Senior Leader Rahul Gandhi endorsed it. Nepal bowlers unleashed their fury to floor Bangladesh batters for 106 in their Group D match of the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup 2024 at the Ernos Vale Ground on Sunday, local time. Sompal Kami with the new ball was the architect of Bangladesh's batting collapse on a pitch that had decent grass cover. Later, it was the captain Rohit Poddal who bagged two important wickets, making use of the favourable bowling conditions on offer. Bangladesh posted 106 thanks to Mustafizur Rahman and Taskin Ahmed's 18-run last wicket partnership. Opted to bowl first, Nepal's Kami made the most out of the bowling favour pitch as he removed Tanjid Hassan for a golden duck in the very first over of the game. Building on that early breakthrough, Deependra Singh in the second over of the game gave Bangladesh another blow, removing Najmul Hussain Shanto for 4. Ace filmmaker Rajkumar Hirani has been invited to the Shanghai International Film Festival as a film representative. Interestingly, his last directorial, Donkey, will be screened at the festival, which kickstarted on 14th June. As per the information shared by Rajkumar Hirani's team, there will be three screenings of Donkey, which stars Shah Rukh Khan in the lead role. Donkey focuses on the issue of immigration. Its title is taken from the term donkey journey, which refers to the long, winding, and often dangerous routes that people across the world take to reach the places they want to immigrate to. Released in December 2023, Donkey also stars Tapsee Pannu, Vicky Kaushal, Bomen Irani, Anil Grover, and Vikram Kochhar.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.